the Trade Hotel is the official hotel at Deer District, celebrating its first anniversary. NCG Hospitality is the developer and owner of the Trade Hotel. Rich Lunt is the general manager. Andy Inman is the chief development officer at NCG. Rich, Andy, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for having us on, Jeff.
Sure. So you have 1 year in the books. You got the RNC in the rear view. You have Northwestern Mutual agents in town. You have Harley-Davidson in town now. Give us your reflections of year one with a brand new hotel and brand that's just north of Deer District.
It's really been an exciting first year. The RNC was just really a fantastic way to kind of culminate the first year. I thought RNC was just a great opportunity to showcase Milwaukee and all that it has offered to the nation, but also really the world. And being inside the security perimeter meant the Trade Hotel, we received a ton of visibility, the convention attendees and media. Beyond the RNC, it's really been just a learning experience. We've had two summer fests, a full buck season, which was great. And we're just honored to be such an important part of the growth and evolution of Deer District.
Yeah, and you just got the number 4 spot on USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice list for Best New Hotel. So that's got to be a good accolade to get in your first year.
Yeah, it's really an honor for everyone who worked on the Trade Hotel. We had a branding team, design team members, all the trades people who built the hotel, and now Rich and the operations team. It's really an honor for them, and it's an honor for the city of Milwaukee. And for those listening that might not know the story of the Trade is part of the Marriott's Autograph Collection. And their tagline is uniquely like nothing else. So each autograph has to come up with its own brand for the hotel. And for the Trade Hotel, we actually branded and designed the hotel to honor the rich history of the city of Milwaukee, and specifically all the industries and trades that grew the city of Milwaukee in the early days, starting with Solomon Juneau and the trading post that he founded, mm-hmm. All the coopers, tanners, machinists, breweries that followed him. And the story of the Trade Hotel captures that gritty history of the city of Milwaukee and combines it with the concept of the hardworking hand and the gentle touch of Midwestern hospitality. And ultimately, I think the USA Today Award is a recognition of all of that, and importantly, all of the great things that the city of Milwaukee has to offer.
Yeah, and you can really see a lot of those elements. I mean, that's infused throughout the entire development, has a really impressive look and feel to it. What were some of the kind of unique challenges and surprises you've had in year one, just with a new brand in a new location? And obviously, you have hotels in other cities, but kind of a new market for you.
I arrived in Milwaukee in February of 22, and of course, we were just coming out of the pandemic. And one of the things we spent a lot of time on that we were really incredibly worried about was staffing the hotel. We weren't sure quite what to expect, and actually that's turned out to be the least of our worries. That's the interest in the Trade has been just really off the charts, and we're so excited that most of our employees are from the city of Milwaukee, and just really grateful to them. Probably the actual biggest challenge is meeting the demand. We knew the hotel would do really well, but just really right out of the gates with Summerfest, just the interest in of staying here, making it a weekend of events, concerts, valet, the demand for Kraft and El Chervo has been just so much greater than we anticipated. Just making sure we have the right amount of staffing and able to meet that demand. That's been the hardest thing. And, 1 year down, we feel pretty confident how things work. But that has been probably the biggest learning experience.
Andy, what are you seeing nationally in terms of the hotel space? Obviously, interest rates and kind of pricing pressures, but what are you seeing at your hotels in Phoenix and Madison?
That's a great question, Jeff. And I think, from my perspective, it's as the chief development officer, it's a challenging time to make any project work and get projects and deals to make sense with the high interest rates, high construction costs. We're starting to see, some signs of relief there. Construction costs aren't going to come down, but they are leveling off. We're seeing that nationally for the most part. Interest rates, it seems like the Fed is signaling they'll start to relax rates and take some pressure off that. But ultimately, it comes down to real estate. We develop in primarily in the Midwest and Southwest, and it comes down to picking good real estate and good sites that we can operate a hotel at a fair rate, an attractive rate. It really doesn't matter if you're buying a 2x4, so if you're putting it in a luxury brand or an economy brand, the cost of that is still the same. So it really has challenged our team to look holistically at how we build the building, try to do so cost effectively, look at ways we can pull through some special, unexpected moments for the hotel guest without going to the most expensive page in the catalog and picking a custom piece.
Yeah. So Rich, what have you learned in year one at your three restaurants? And have you successfully kind of blended the locals and the visitors? I think that can be a fun challenge oftentimes for hotel restaurants. You know, how do you effectively cater to the local business, but also, obviously, your core business, that's the patrons staying at your hotel.
Yeah, I mean, we're really fortunate that we have three distinct concepts. And really, in opening an Autograph Collection, one of the things we do is we build our restaurants without necessarily tailoring them to the in-house guests. It really is your restaurants are tailored towards your community. And, you know, they're all unique experiences. So really that's how we concepted the outlets. You know, we have three distinct outlets. We have Craft in El Chervo with, elevated pub food, which is, really works well for events at Fiserv. And then our rooftop El Chervo with the Italian concept and really the best views in Milwaukee. Both have done incredibly well, and they really kind of serve two distinct customers. Solomon's on the second floor has kind of been slower to build, but it's a unique space. It's got some of the best views of Deer District, and it's really beautiful, and everybody that has events there just loves it. So they really have tailored really well to the market, and the interest has kind of been even beyond what we expected.
All right. What does it mean for the hotel to have the Antetokounmpo's store there? Has that become a destination, obviously, pre and post game? But it's truly a unique retail outlet.
Yeah, it truly is. We were so fortunate to have them approach us and with an interest in building their first store in North America, first store outside of Greece. And their story, their family story, and the grit and hard work and work ethic of their family and their journey is just such a great fit for the trade and the brand story that I had described. So they're obviously Giannis and his family are so visible in the city of Milwaukee and so well liked by the locals. It really has been just such a great addition to the trade hotel.
What's both Rich and Andy, what's your wish for future retail in the Deer District? I always like to ask this question.
I think the Bucks, they still have a lot of land there to develop. We are actually talking with them about doing a second hotel in the Deer District that would complement all the things, the good things they have going on right now. There's just so much opportunity there, and there's some exciting things happening. You're starting to see some of that development happening. The FBC Live concert event venue going under construction right now, just south of Fiserv Forum. That's going to be a good addition to the Deer District to be able to accommodate some of those smaller, mid-size events that are too small for Fiserv Forum. And I think that's going to continue to activate and energize the Deer District.
All right. Very good. I appreciate your time, Rich Lunt. Andy Inman, thanks for joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Happy one-year anniversary to the Trade Hotel.